Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, hello. This is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and I'm here with you, excited for another CEO talk. And I want to talk to you about, can a virus make your brand go viral? One of the things is we have a pandemic going on with COVID-19. And, you know, people, different brands, different companies, are using this virus in various ways, good and bad, for their brand. But one of the biggest mistakes you can make, despite what product or service your company offers, is not to be visible at a time where we have more people home and online than ever. Statistics show that an average person will view over 5,000 advertisements per day. So what is your brand doing to stand out and engage with people, especially those that you want to serve and do business with? And that is so important at a time, especially in a pandemic, where there are a host of challenges and restrictions. Now, the first thing we have to do is define what viral means when we ask the question, can a virus make your brand go viral? Viral is relating to or involving an image, video, piece of information, etc., that is circulated rapidly and widely from one internet user to another. And I would say, truthfully, it's not just the internet anymore. It's anywhere you have a presence, you can go viral, although you often will use technology as part of that advertising and marketing system. Just to show you a few examples today, so you have a little bit of a inspiration and motivation and some direction for how you can tweak your business and the marketing efforts at this time. Who doesn't remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? Who doesn't remember the what color is this dress craze that we kept seeing at the Today Show? And then, of course, that infamous Popeye's chicken sandwich craze for something that really wasn't new, but many customers didn't know anything about. Exploring some of these successful viral tips will tell us a few things. And one of the number one best practices is to focus on quality, not quantity. So many people are in a rush for that one thing that they think overnight will make them a sensation. But if you don't have a quality product or service to back that up, it can be a nightmare. Now, I want to give the example. I don't know how many people are familiar with the Cronut. The Cronut, and I even remember Dunkin' Donuts offering their version of it. The Cronut was started by pastry chef Dominique Ansel, who was not a donut devotee. He wasn't, donuts just wasn't his thing, but the French-born New York-based bakery owner, he was far more familiar with the croissants he had eaten growing up. So when someone pointed out that he didn't have a donut on his menu, he decided to go back to his roots and invent a new kind of pastry. And that's where the Cronut was formed, because it's a combination between a croissant and a donut. But his new confection really gained steam after a food blogger from Grub Street tried it and documented the experience. And then traffic to the bakery website rose by more than 300%. And hundreds would line up every day to get their hands on this trendy pastry. Now, each bag of Cronuts would take Ansel's team 3 days to prepare. They could make about 350 of these every day in the bakery, which meant the numbers were limited. By managing the output of his pastries and avoiding the draw for producing more than his team at facility had the capacity to manage, he created a controlled demand that he could meet without sacrificing the quality of his product. It was reported that even 4 years later, you would find in line outside of his bakery before their 8 o'clock opening. The lesson learned here and the best one of the best viral practices is to focus on quality and not quantity. Ansel knew what his specialty was. That's why he didn't make a donut. He knew what his capacity was. And he knew that three-day window to prepare the 350 cronuts each day, that's all he was going to offer. He wasn't going to stop doing what he was known for with the pastry restaurant. He wasn't going to try to mass produce thousands. He was going to produce exactly what was feasible, and that's it. He also knew his numbers. It was imperative for him to know how many of those he could create and what time frame. And by doing that, he was satisfied and he controlled the demand. So you have to be clear in your business what capacity you have for what you offer, just as clear as you are on the vision of success you desire and the value of what you offer in your business. One of my business coaches always says, you cannot market what you have not mastered. And too many people are trying to be authority figures for things that are not even on their level of expertise or in their field. And it just is nonsensical. It makes them look unrelatable. Focus on what you mastered. Focus on what your business is known for, and then go from there. The second best viral tip, and we just have a few I'm going to share with you during this part of CEO Talk, is to look outside of your target market. And that's exactly what happened with that ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. In 2014, this was one of the most successful viral campaigns of all time. You had Justin Bieber, Oprah Winfrey, and Bill Gates as a handful of celebrities who took the challenge and dumped buckets of ice over their heads to raise funds and awareness for ALS research. Now, by the time the videos had stopped filling the news feeds around the world, the campaign had raised more than $220 million for organizations worldwide. Awareness of the disease rose and it reached the fifth most popular Google search for all of 2014. A year later, the Ice Bucket Challenge, after the Ice Bucket Challenge went viral, money from that campaign was said to fund research that identified a new gene that contributes to the disease. More than 17 million people participated in the challenge worldwide. In the U.S., there were 2.5 million participants who donated $115 million to the ALS Association. Why was the Ice Bucket Challenge so popular? Well, it first received media attention after professional golfer Greg Norman nominated news anchor Matt Lauer in July 2014 on NBC Today Show. This sparked a trend that led millions of people to post their videos on social media to raise awareness of ALS. So again, the best viral practice that we learned from this example is look outside of your target. Now, true, most of those who made a donation during that video craze have never made a second one. But overall, ALS contributions stayed about 25% higher than the year before the challenge, and the average donor dropped from age 50 to 35. So by shooting outside the target demographic and trying alternative marketing tactics like the video, that might normally take a backseat to their more traditional fundraising efforts like gala or email marketing. ALS Association was able to bring in millions in one-time donations, raise their brand awareness, and then gain an overall contribution baseline of 25%. Now, who doesn't need those types of bragging rights? You know, the perfect example I see of that today is you have more people that are 40 and up who are creating TikTok videos just for pleasure because they now have their college students at home and teens in their house. And most of the ones I know never would do that if they weren't under the quarantine, conditions, self-quarantining and things like that, because they would say, I just don't have time. So could you imagine what it would be like if they had their children show them how to create similar content for their business and brand? Too often we will say we don't have the time to do something or avoid using it because we might not be the most technically savvy people, but the kids and college students are. So why not use them when it comes to helping your business and brand with engagement? Have them evaluate your current messaging. you know, sometimes we see things one way and we think that we're communicating a certain type of message, but other people don't see the same thing. And, you know, that might be one of the reasons we don't have the type of engagement that we desire. So as we pivot during this time, this might be one of the areas that you should pivot in. And then I will give you this third and last lesson. Other brands can and will capitalize on your success. Now, here's how you use that. The infamous, what color is the dress? They start with the wedding photo that was posted online. And this company had a viral sensation that they didn't even create. A young woman was pictured standing next to a bride, and no one could agree what color her dress was. And Peter Christodoulou, he said, "We woke up one morning and had the world and media coming down upon us." And he's the co-founder of Roman Originals. What followed was an international debate dubbed hashtag Dressgate. The co-owner explained that his company had hoped to sell about 200 of the lace detailed dresses per week, but the UK retailer sold 3,000 in just 10 days. Celebrities, global brands, and just about everyone else was tweeting, sharing, and talking about the dress. At the height of the controversy, get this, 1,000 tweets per minute. Brands around the world capitalized on that craze, and they amplified the popularity of the dress. Dunkin' Donuts, Legos, and Tide were just a few of the brands that came out with clever dress theme ads of their own. So a few months later, the co-owner said that his company won the social media lottery. "We've had a brilliant year. Hopefully our spring/summer 2015 range will be well received." While the line might not have sparked the global frenzy the original $74 dress had, Roman Originals showed the marketing world that viralness, the actual viral craze, can happen to anyone. And retailers everywhere showed that jumping on trending topics can do as much for you as it does for the company that originate the trend. So again, that third tip is that other brands can and will capitalize on your success. And you just need to know how to put yourself in the winning position. Now, I thought I would only give you three, but I feel like giving you a bonus tip, and that is number four. Use social media-generated content to spearhead a campaign. And we know that from the actual Popeye's chicken craze. Florida in 2019. And the CEO said because of the taste and word of mouth, they just got lucky. After a well-performing tweet, it seemed as if overnight everyone had to get their hands on that sandwich. And the craze was so large that Popeye's ran out of chicken, drove sales up to 16%, rose profits 13%, and caught the eye of their competition. And additionally, the response was so great that their competitor, Chick-fil-A, got involved, and we all remember that. But they claimed they were just lucky. It was one viral tweet, and the chicken sandwich inspired others to post their reactions. Participation from the competitors only helped, and online tutorials were popping everywhere. But the team at Popeye's know their audience. They learned that posting on social media where their audience is active is the way to drive sales, which started with the creation of their clothing line. Do you know your audience? Are you speaking their language? Whether we're in a global pandemic or it's just challenging times, make sure that you're present. Make sure you know your audience, and make sure you can speak their language. And hopefully these three tips and the bonus at the end are very helpful to you. Until next time, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, wishing you much success and hoping you pivot even amongst a time such as this. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.